It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
If something is inflammable, it is no longer entirely clear whether we can set it on fire or we can't.
That's what they say. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Good Sunday morning to you, Anne.
Good morning, Rena.
Now, inflammable is one of those words that sounds the opposite of what it really means. How does that happen?
It happens when we have two prefixes that sound exactly the same but mean two different things. In this case, we have the Latin prefix in, and that prefix can sometimes mean in or into and sometimes mean not. If we do the etymology of inflame or inflammable, it's the in or into meaning of in. Something that can be inflamed is something that can be put into flame.
Right. But in this case, it means the opposite.
Well, some people think it means the opposite. So when they hear inflammable, they think that the in is the not meaning of in, which means that this is suddenly not flammable. It cannot be set on fire. Of course, this is a really dangerous ambiguity because if you have a product and it says, caution, inflammable, you really need to know, does that mean it can be set on fire or it can't be set on fire?
All right. So this can cause some legal issues as well. Is that right?
Well, what happened was as early as the 1950s, some companies decided to use the term flammable rather than inflammable so there wouldn't be confusion.
What are some other words that kind of do that same thing?
I think some people find the word invaluable a little bit confusing there. The in does mean not, but it's not that the thing isn't valuable. It is that it is so valuable that it cannot be valued.
Sort of like you, right?
Yeah. Oh, what a nice thing to say.
I think so. So let's talk about some other words, though. If we have, you wouldn't say illegal or unlegal. How does the prefix work with that?
That's exactly right. And this is an interesting thing about the prefix in meaning not. It will change shape to match or sound more like the sound that comes after it. So in becomes il, ill, if the word starts with L. So we get illegal or illegitimate.
Or illogical.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then it turns into R if the word starts with R. So you get irregular or irrelevant.
Or irregardless. No, not so much.
You just wanted to have our listeners who don't like that word have a good Sunday morning.
That's why we're here. Are there any other examples?
The other way that in can change is it can become I am in front of other what we would call bilabial sounds. So sounds we make by putting our lips together, like M and B, so we get impossible, not impossible.
These are fascinating. And as always, thank you so much.
Thanks, Rena.